This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by ARS Restoration, here when you need expert help with fire, flood, and water damage repair the most. To consult with ARS Restoration Specialists, please call 401-722-9595 or visit them online at arsserve.com.
This is IREM Today, the property management show with Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790 WPRV. Join them now for this live call-in show to discuss property management issues and hear from guests from all trades and programs discussing your real estate needs. Now, here's Dina and Chrissy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to IREM Today, the property management show here on AM 790. It is Tuesday, February 6th.
It is.
Is this the first Tuesday in February?
This is. It is. William, yeah. Yeah, because last week was kind of a disaster. But
for me.
Well, no, it was a disaster for me, too. I had a lot of work things going on, and it was a snowstorm, and it was just one thing
was
after the other.
Snowstorm?
Oh, yeah. I was shoveling, and then came here, and then...
I was trapped in my car at a deli.
I know, but we made it work. we made it work,
Listen,
Dina.
I believe that we truly are the dream team.
We are.
My poor dad, though, I was telling you earlier, I was sitting in the car and he pulled up to change my tire. And I said, "Don't talk to me. I'm on the radio." And he's like, "I'm here to help you. I'm here. I'm here."
He's like, I can leave.
It's
you could wait for 4
below.
Hours.
Why don't you call AAA? I'm like, "No, wait till commercial, Dad." But yeah, so last week we made it work.
We did.
That's right. So I am Dina Cimarelli here in the studio today with my wonderful co-host, Chrissy Denalian. And in case this is the first time that you are tuning in, IREM Today is your live local radio show here every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, we know that there's a lot of these fun syndicated programs here on this radio station. However, we are not one of them.
We're not syndicated. But what does that mean for you? That means that if you have any real estate questions for us regarding property management, regarding advertising with your site, regarding the new IREM logo that we're going to be talking about later today.
Dun,
I know,
dun.
Exciting stuff. Logos. Logo talk. You can give us a call here in the studio at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790.
Yes. Now, locally, we are known as a Greater Rhode Island chapter. And for those of you who've been listening for the past, how long have we been on the air? 4 years? Well, the show itself.
Oh, I don't know.
Jay Martin's did it for like 3 years. We're like a year and a half in.
Yep.
We were known recently as a Greater Rhode Island Chapter 88. We're dropping the 88.
We are.
And we are just the Greater Rhode Island Chapter.
Yep.
No numbers.
No numbers no associated numbers. With us anymore.
That's it. We're just the Greater Rhode Island Chapter.
Nope, we're not basic anymore.
We are not. And another thing you might be wondering, what is IREM and what do we do?
Well, we are the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. So if you manage an elderly housing building or a single family home or a tenement building, then the Institute of Real Estate Management is for you. Even if you're looking for a career in property management or maybe you're not in property management and you just walk around into other buildings and you're like, you know what, this building could use that, or you know what, these ceiling tiles look a little sketchy and they should really repair this.
I think that just makes you judgy.
I know it doesn't. I feel like even when I go in anywhere, I'm like, oh, that light bulb's burnt out, they should really replace that, or like that heater's messed up, they should really fix that.
Well, that's an occupational hazard.
I know,
because
it's
that's
terrible.
What you do now.
It's terrible.
That's
but
okay.
Maybe you're at work, you're sitting in your cubicle and you're like, you know what, this cubicle really stinks.
Yes.
I can't stand being in here.
No, I want to get out.
The fluorescent lights are killing me.
Bad for my skin, my complexion.
I need something different. I need a career. I need, instead of this job, I need to go out. I need to find my niche.
Something you can sink your teeth into.
Right.
Property management.
Why not?
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. So I can definitely attest that every single day is different, whether it's I'm carrying a shovel with me, whether it's I'm making my little judgy notes on a notepad to try to get fixed, changing over apartments, dealing with customers and residents alike,
vendors.
Vendor situations, or even planning parties. I mean, I do kind of the whole realm.
Did you have your party? What were you supposed to have coming? Something coming up that you're
we're
doing?
We're going to have a trivia night,
Yeah. That's right. You said
so
that.
We made up questions this week, actually.
Oh,
so
that's
it's kind of fun. You know, brings the whole team together and brings the whole property together, too. But if you want to get into property management, IREM, IREM is here for you. IREM is here to give you those kinds of designations, even if you wanted to get a designation, or maybe you just want to kind of sink your teeth in a little bit and get introduced by joining IREM as an associate member. You can do that as well.
Yes.
We actually offer two designations. Our first designation is the ARM. Dina, what is the ARM?
ARM stands for the Accredited Residential Manager. Chrissy is an ARM, and like she was just explaining, loves her job, loves it. It's different every day, day to day. She did take the classes at IREM. She's backed by a code of ethics. She learned a lot of great information about her role, including ethics, including HR and finance. Was the finance your favorite part? Is that what you said?
Like
the finance?
HR too. I like a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the job, it's nice because I like a lot of different things, and it's
This is perfect.
It is.
It's versatile.
It keeps me energized.
You're
at work.
A woman with a lot of hats, and yeah. I'm not just talking about your wardrobe. Because if you have as many hats as you do shoes, God bless your closet.
Forget it.
And then the other distinguished designation that we offer is the CPM. What's that, Chrissy?
That is our Certified Property Manager, and that. Jack Benz always likes to say that it's pretty much a degree, and I'll substitute in a degree from Brown University here in Rhode Island.
That's right.
So it kind of gives you the whole realm, the whole scope of property management. You know, if people are advancing in their careers and they want to have those kinds of credentials at the end of their name, I mean, that shows that, you know, you are backed by a code of ethics. You do know exactly what you're talking about. You know the right way to do things, whether it be through maintenance, through doing the financial reports. If you're looking through anybody's financial report, you're going to see where their losses are, where can you make up money, and putting together a plan to better a property. So the CPM is a wonderful designation. I hope to get my CPM, hopefully, soon, I hope.
Absolutely. Now, is there anything you can and can't do as far as ARM and CPM, or is the CPM just a much broader, just dive into the, you know, the position, the industry, you just learn more on each topic, each section of this role?
I think it's a longer process, too.
Yeah.
The ARM itself, I feel like, I mean, with me, it was, you know, a few days of classes, every day was a different topic,
mm-hmm.
and then at the end of it, you take the test. I would say it's within 2 weeks that everything's all done, wrapped up in a bow. But with the CPM,
there
are people that can take a year to take all the classes. There are people that fly out to take some of the classes that aren't offered maybe locally, mm-hmm. and they want to get it done, you know, in a shorter time.
Yep.
But yeah, I would say, like, I mean, either one. If you want to start off with the ARM and then work your way to the CPM. You can hold
like your bachelor's versus your associates.
Yeah, you can carry both credentials. Yeah.
So that's interesting you say that. So Chrissy Denelian, ARM, do you drop the ARM? And I would imagine you put CPM. You don't put both, wouldn't you? Because doesn't one trump the other?
You can carry both. I know Jason Martins carries both. He does ARM, CPM. Or CPM.
Do you have to be an ARM to be a CPM?
I don't know.
All these questions are coming up today.
I guess we
my wheels are going.
I don't know. I guess I'll have to look into that.
You know what? Can you do that?
I'm going to look
Take
into
a
it
note
right now. I'm going to write it
and
down.
Ask somebody.
I will.
All right. So let's see. What do we got? So
what? What do you got?
Karen Cuddle. I was going to say Karen Cuddle.
Yes.
So if you have any questions at all, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about our scholarship program. We didn't get into it just now in this segment. We're going to talk about our scholarship program, how you can benefit by it, how you can obtain it, where you can go. In the meantime, if you have any questions at all, definitely reach out to Karen Cuddle. She's our association executive, and you can reach her at 401-479-7734. Karen can handle anything and everything you throw at her. But right now we're going to take a quick break.
Oh, that was fast.
Wasn't that fast?
I don't even know where the time goes.
I don't either. It flies. Flies like those damn eagles.
Oh, let's not talk about that.
All right. You're listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show. We will be right back after this.
Now back to IREM Today, the Property Management Show with your hosts, Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denelian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right. It is 4:17 here on IREM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Kristen Alien, along with my fabulous co-host that's in studio today, Dina Cimarelli.
Yes, I'm very excited.
I'm very excited to have you here, as you can tell.
Yes.
We're live here on the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. answering all things property management.
Property management. That's what we do.
It's what we do.
It's our thing.
We live, what we breathe for.
It's our shtick.
What we love.
Love.
So another thing that we love is our new logo, Dina.
We do love
our
new
logo. Well,
you
love logos anyway, but...
I love logos. I don't know why I'm so fascinated by logos, but we actually just had a rebranding effort that launched. And when Carrie Corvino had come on the show a couple weeks ago, our chapter president, she alluded to the fact that we were getting this rebranding, and it just rolled out a couple of days ago. It's very colorful. You can see it at our website, which is iremri.org. You can see it on the national site, which is iremri.org. It's got some cool colors to it. It's just, you know, Chrissy actually has some stats on
why they chose these things.
Why we do what we do.
I guess they had hired a kind of third-party company to... rebrand IREM themselves. So with this rebranding, I guess they have a couple of different statistics. They said that color increase, if you're planning on rebranding your company in any way or updating it, keep in mind maybe these little tidbits of information.
Same. What's funny is I don't like color.
It says,
I'm like a less is more girl. I am.
Well,
not to say that ours isn't super colorful,
no.
But I'm just saying in general.
Well, they said that color increases brand recognition by 80%. And I think maybe that's more
like... You think
like,
McDonald's, you think yellow. Yeah, I get it. Dunkin',
right.
What's it, pink and brown. Like, it just sticks with you.
Right, the color itself.
Somebody had on pink and brown the other day, actually. I was like, she Dunkin' straight Donuts? Up looks like Dunkin' Donuts.
I don't even...
I thought
those
that in my
colors
head.
Anymore, though? Are they?
I think so.
I thought they were like
maybe they're orange
or something.
Maybe they're orange and brown.
I don't know.
She looked like she was just a walking billboard.
And then according to a study by Missouri University in Science and Technology, using eye tracking technology, visitors spend 6.48 seconds focused on the logo when visiting a website for the first time.
Wow.
So you want to make sure that your logo is a good one.
It makes a difference.
They said that 72 of Business Week's top 100 global brands are named with made-up words or acronyms.
Like Rent Path, made-up word.
Plug, made-up
word. Rent Path.
Rent Path.
Take our path.
So Rent Path, yeah, that's a made-up word. IREM is a made-up word.
It's an acronym.
It is. Made-up word, acronym.
Yeah,
yes. Same thing. And then they also said that when J.Crew rebranded last decade, sales rose 108% over the next 5 years. So I guess you will see an increase in sales as well. So.
Wow. Imagine that.
Who knows?
And another exciting thing, we talk every week about being a friend of IREM, as you all know. I'm a friend of IREM, which pretty much means I'm an industry vendor and
you're an industry partner.
You're
not a friend anymore.
I'm not a friend anymore. I'm an industry partner. We're IREM industry partners now. I personally like this term better.
Mm-hmm.
Friends, I get it.
We're friends.
We're friends. But, you know, on a professional level, it sounds much better to me just saying I'm an IREM industry partner. And I like the word partner. I like how we come together. It's not a, and I like that more so than just being a vendor. So IREM industry partner has replaced our friends of IREM. Same great vendors.
Yes.
But that is what we're doing now. And then also Karen had told us that we're going to be using the tagline for those who manage to make a difference.
I like it.
Right?
I think
it makes sense.
True.
I think
yes.
Property management, that's what you do. You
manage
to make
a difference.
Or you try like heck.
Yep. You try to make everybody happy.
It should be for those who manage to make a difference or die trying.
Yes. Or 90% try to make a difference.
I think you
maybe,
do.
Maybe try to make a difference in 90% of their residents' lives.
Yes.
I guess.
So we have some new verbiage. We're going to change up the show a little bit next week. Just some of the things that, you know, we said, we'll used to say. We're going to, you know, just incorporate some of the new terms into our opening statement. We're going to work on that this week. Just some great things coming up. And the IREM website, the national website, you have to definitely take a look at it.
It's all revamped.
Completely revamped. Yeah. I couldn't find my real estate news when I got into the studio today. I was having a little bit of a panic attack.
It's fine.
I probably should have looked at this website before we be good on ear.
It's good.
But it's definitely a great site. Check it out, irem.org.
They even have a little blog there as well.
I like it.
There's a lot of different tabs now that you can click on. Regarding, like, even they have the student membership as well, which we never really get into. And I just found out about the student membership at our last event. Holly Rigoli was telling me about it because we're trying to get more young professionals involved in IRAM. There's kind of a big push for young professionals, like the young professional group.
Is it like an associate membership, but on a student level?
Yes. So there is a student membership now that they do offer. And I think it's pretty minimal.
I was going to say student probably is.
Oh, this is $50. It says $50. And you must be a full-time college or university student. And they just want to get more students involved. You know, maybe you're in a major where you're not really sure what you want to do, like theater or, you know, you don't know. I mean, I was actually talking. I have an intern that interns with me. I was talking with her today and she's like, you know, I just find it so amazing that like so many people go and major in something. And in college, they make it sound like it's so important to major in these things. And she's like, and then they get out in the real world and don't do anything to do with their major.
No.
And I was like, it's okay. As long as you have that education, you know, especially in property management, because of IRAM, they give you designations, they give you the education that you need. But with the student membership, you know, they're going to pay a nominal fee. Mm-hmm. They can come to our events. They can get involved in different types of events that we have. I know that there's going to be, we're trying to get something together for potentially March or April for an event where we're going to try to bring in some students and the members themselves and try to partner.
Are you going to go out and promote at any colleges? I think, didn't Holly do that last year?
Yep.
That's how she got Alex. Wasn't she at a college? She had done a presentation?
She had done some presentations before in the past, but I think she had signed up with Rick to do an internship program. So that's how we got Alex. But
gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to reach out to some local universities, maybe just do a little, you know, 10-minute speech about IRAM, how it gives back, and we do community events as well as networking events, and just trying to get more students involved in the program. You know, maybe after college, they're thinking about a career. And she always likes to show this slide, like, oh, people that manage real estate maybe make this much amount, but then people that have a designation actually make a lot more money.
Yeah, so no, for sure. Definitely pays to go.
It does.
And I think it's great bringing just what we do and who we are to the student level, because even like I remember when Alex, you know, the intern had come in here, he had no idea what property management was at all at such a young age. And I'll be honest with you, I never really, I've said this before, I didn't really know what it was. Not that I didn't know what it was. I don't think I really thought about it until I was in the industry. I could have figured out that, a 400-unit apartment building had some sort of management office.
Company
but
or something.
I totally would have, you know, would have just assumed that. But to really understand, like, the guts of it now like I do, it's a completely different world. And it's not really something that you learn in college or university. And
very recently, a couple of colleges have introduced that as a major. Mm-hmm. And I think I used to have actually a girl that worked for me for a little while, and she had her master's degree in property management. And
what?
I was like, I didn't know that you could actually have that as a degree. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she got her master's in property management. But
pretty wild.
I mean, just the universities and colleges are now introducing it as a major. So we're kind of, I don't know, ahead of the game here at IRAM by giving those designations and getting people involved. And, you know, you might not have a background in property management, but maybe, you know, I don't know, you never know where life leads you.
You don't, absolutely
you don't.
Not. And we're very fortunate at IRAM. We have a scholarship program that actually helps alleviate some of those costs. It's a very simple process. It's an easy application. You can go online, again, to our local website, which is irumri.org. And, Chrissy, what is it? It's an application. You got to get a letter of what, recommendation?
Yes. You have to get a letter of recommendation. You have to do a personal statement, the application, and a resume.
A resume. And the scholarship covers up to 75% of the courses, the cost of the course.
See, it's tough.
You did this last time.
I did this to you, Dina.
So 75%, that's a great amount of money to be saving. I'd rather have it in my pocket than giving it to somebody else. All completed applications must be submitted by the 15th of the month prior to the onset of the courses. So, and you can't use anything retro back. It has to be used going forward. And you do need to work at a property for a year in order to actually get your installed and to actually get your ARM certificate. So, I think it's an unbelievable program for what you get out of it and the potential earnings you could make. Imagine somebody coming out of college and
I know.
Being able to, and that's great. You might have a communications degree or a theater degree or whatever you have.
Marketing, whatever.
Some people coming out of college, I mean, where are you going with a theater degree right now? Unless you're maybe on Broadway or so. You really can't do it, I don't think, here. Unless maybe it's at a high school or, you know, some
teaching
or something like that. And, I mean, it's coming right out of college. I was just having a conversation with somebody about this today. You know, you come out of college now, you'd be lucky if your entry level position, you get $40,000 a year.
Yep.
And you have $55,000 in debt, right. $60,000 in debt. That doesn't even compute. It doesn't work.
It's probably even more than that,
Dina. Of course it is.
I mean, there are college kids that I've come across that have worked for the company where they're like, my student loan payment is what a mortgage is.
Oh my
so
God.
I'm not going to be able to buy a house for like 10 years.
For 20 years.
Like, oh, okay.
Oh, so how's that education doing? Yeah.
All right. That's
I'm
great.
Telling you, it's trades are where it's at. I know we haven't talked about trades in a while, but.
Yeah, because we're always looking for plumbers, electricians, everything like that.
Yeah.
Especially in property management field. It's hard to find somebody that actually is reliable, that shows up and does
Absolutely.
The work right the first time.
I had a property manager reach out to me today. She was in Fall River and she needed somebody. She was having problems with her computer and her printer, and just right off the top of my mind, because we deal with him and he's come on the show and we see my IRA events, right. I referred Eric Shore from Secure Future Tech, and hopefully those two can connect. And that's just, you know,
right.
It's
the
one of the great
of the
things about IRA. You just connect them. Referral. It's all about referrals. People buy stuff from people that they trust and that they like.
And especially in Rhode Island.
Especially in Rhode Island. Exactly. All right. So we're going to take a quick break.
We are.
Right?
Yes.
So you're listening to IRAM Today, the property management show. We will be right back after this.
Now back to IRAM Today, the property management show with your hosts, Dina Semirelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, it is 4:34 here on IRAM Today, the property management show. I'm Christine Alien, along with my wonderful, fabulous scarf-wearing co-host. We're wearing scarves today.
Scarf-wearing co-host,
yeah, scarf-wearing too. Co-host. And we're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Now, over the past couple of weeks, we've been kind of talking about AMCO.
Yes.
And them suing Airbnb.
Yes.
And we found out, was it last week or the week before we were talking about this? I don't
know. Two weeks ago. It wasn't my car.
Aww.
My car mission. No, I was in studio for that.
We were talking about how the case was just dropped basically.
Yeah.
Well, the judge ruled in favor of Airbnb and said that, sorry, they're not liable for anything.
Yeah.
So unfortunately... Well, unfortunately for Airbnb. AMCO
is like, well, somebody needs to be responsible for this. So
like, this is
appeal.
Ridiculous.
Yes.
So now they appealed. And through that, I guess that what they were saying is that there's there's three other Park LaBrie properties involved in the suit, which are Plaza West at the Grove, Plaza East, and the Villas at Park LaBrie.
La Brea. These are all in California.
Yep.
Yes.
And I guess what they're saying is... they're basically trying to sue because they said that, you know, these people that are renting their space
through
are,
Airbnb. They're finding
them.
Not,
yes. Yes. Okay. Thanks.
Just in case.
The people that are renting through Airbnb, the trust claims that the customers have fought in the hallways, disturbed his buildings late at night, disturbed residents, and forced AMCO to hire swimming pool security guards to stop them from drinking, smoking, and behaving in a disrespectful manner there.
Well, if you think about it, Airbnb is like being on vacation. This is
right.
The type of activity that, unfortunately, people with less than, you know, normal, you know,
they're
on vacation,
right.
And they're not looking. They don't live there. They don't care.
Right.
They're not coming back. They're probably from the other side of the nation. They don't care what they're doing. However, all these other people live there.
Yeah.
So they're disrupted. These people have to get up and go to work. They have lives.
Right.
So, and they're saying, I mean, I get it.
They don't want to, you know, their residents don't want to live like that. This is not for spring break partiers, vacationers, or other invited strangers who disturb the peace at all hours. So they're very upset. They want somebody to deal with this.
Somebody needs to be responsible.
Somebody needs to be responsible, and they don't want to be the ones. And I mean, I don't blame them.
Now, let me ask you a question. In your lease agreement right now, I'm sure it says you can't sublet, sublease, whatever.
Right.
Did you put specific verbiage in there or use a service such as Airbnb, VRBO? Do you have to get that technical?
There, we actually just switched our lease to the National Apartment Association lease. Mm-hmm. So the NAA lease, which does kind of cover that with, it talks about, you know, you can't have guests more than so many days because of the Airbnb thing. So that's the clause that kind of blankets the Airbnb thing.
Gotcha.
The National Apartment Association lease is a little more broad than the lease that we were using before, which is great because it does cover more things. I know that you would think like you want it to be as specific as possible, but when you get into specifics,
yeah,
it can actually blow up in your face. So
I believe that
having a broader term about things sometimes can protect you.
Things can fall under that umbrella,
right?
If it's not, well, I didn't do this, and it says if I did this, I'd be in trouble.
Right. So
gotcha.
It's a lengthy lease, and it's written pretty small too.
Yeah.
So it's a little tough to read, but there are quite a few pages with the National Apartment Association lease. And Sean O'Leary, who has been on the show before with O'Leary Murphy, he sits on the board. So it's a little easier because, a little in Rhode Island, too.
Yeah. So oh, that's great.
It's a little easy to refer to him when we have questions about it and, issues or whatever.
That's
it's
super
a little
convenient.
Easier to deal with.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking if it doesn't say it specifically in your lease, like, where's the fight at this point? How do you even put up a fight to begin with?
Right. I don't know what their lease says. I have no idea.
I'm very curious to know what AMCO's AMCO's lease has in there to
say no, you're responsible.
Yeah, no.
But
for
I don't.
Sure.
I mean, it's not like Airbnb signed something with them.
Yeah, no.
But the residents signed something with them. So I think. Personally, I don't know that the residents should be held responsible. Like they're the ones leasing it out.
Absolutely.
They're the ones that are breaking the lease. The residents should be the one that, you know, are
ultimately
inviting people.
Absolutely.
So I know that it's through Airbnb.
But those people are just looking for somewhere to rent out for a night or two.
But even, I mean, let's say they didn't use Airbnb and they went on Craigslist because it's free and they rented vacation rentals under Craigslist.
Yeah.
They could do that.
Of course.
I mean, and you're going to sue Craigslist?
Yeah.
No, it's the,
that's
it's
just
the tenant's
portal.
Responsibility,
yeah.
I personally think. But, I mean, people don't probably agree with my opinion, and I'm sure AMCO doesn't agree with my opinion, but
AMCO just wants somebody responsible. Do we know what was actually, was there any physical damages?
Well, they were just saying that, you know, they're creating
was it just
they're disturbing residents.
Yes.
They're also drinking and smoking by the pool, disrespectful manner. I mean, these people are on vacation, they're partying, you know, they're just, you know, they're
I think
properties.
I'd be a little bit upset if I'm, and this looks like a beautiful, if this is part of the picture right here that we're looking, the Palazzo in the background, it looks probably like it's a beautiful community.
I know.
And I want to come home. I'm paying X amount a month and
especially
got
especially in California.
Vandals.
I'm sure that it's not cheap out there.
No, not at all.
So, I mean, if you're trying to go to work in the morning and you're hearing like partiers and I don't know. I know in Rhode Island, the AMCO property is a non-smoking property, the one that's in Rhode Island, but I don't know if nationwide they're non-smoking. So that could also, you know, if
Absolutely.
People are smoking in the hallways, you're trying to sleep at night, it's seeping into your apartment too, that can wake you up too. So who knows?
Gotcha. All right. Well, we'll keep you covered because we've been following this story for just about a year now.
I know. It's been taking a while. Yep. Yeah.
Guys, to an agreement. I mean, we don't like it. I mean, it's great for content, but just get this taken care of.
Oh boy.
All right, so you have another article.
But I don't know how to say it.
I'm going to say Yotel.
Yotel.
Cuz it's a play on hotel.
Right.
It's an exclusive luxury hotel line from the Yo company. So I'm going to go with Yotel.
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 All right.
So Yotel launched this is actually from Was this from
New York? Oh, where did you get that?
Oh, Multifamily Insider. So Yotel launched an East Coast residential development in Miami. They actually have some sites over in London, New York, and Amsterdam. And what they're trying to do is build micro lofts that are anywhere from 425 square feet to, I believe it was 700 square feet for, 700 square feet for a two-bedroom apartment. And they're actually going to be not just renting them out for hotel purposes, but they're also going to be selling them in Miami. They're going to be doing something in Miami and trying to sell them starting. And they're fully furnished and they're priced at starting from $250,000.
And that's for what, the 400-ish?
I would guess if it's starting from. So I would guess the little micro loft. But it's fully furnished. You don't have to buy furniture.
I know. Just
bring your clothes.
Just show up.
Bring your clothes and you're good.
That's pretty wild.
I know. Imagine if they started doing that in at the arcade in those micro lofts.
I know.
I'd sell my house in a second.
Just get right
in
out.
There.
You don't have to. You don't have to shovel anymore.
No.
No. No more. Not. No maintenance.
The dream.
Your landscape.
I would
gone.
Have to get rid of Nuggie, and that would be
why
a
no
heartbreaker.
No.
For me.
I think
no pets there.
Oh.
No pets at.
See, I think that'd
no
be
dogs.
A deal breaker for you.
Yeah. True.
I think it would be.
True.
Knowing you when you're poochie, I think so. Yeah.
So I think that, I mean, that's a little interesting. Their portfolio contains affordable luxury hotels in New York, London, Amsterdam, and Paris. The Miami property, which will be developed by New York and Miami-based Aria Development Group. So the Aria, which, I mean, that's usually, I mean, I've stayed at their hotel out in Vegas.
Aria in Vegas. Yeah. I've stayed there.
Yeah, that's nice.
Talking about logos, Yotel, worst logo in the world.
Oh.
Look at this. I'm not even
kidding. Oh. Where is it?
That little.
Oh.
Okay. So it's like, it's bubble letters from what we used to do back in the day. We used to tag.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's just a purple outline of bubble letters and it's just white inside. And the color is purple. The whole website is purple.
Dina,
not good.
Ragging on them.
Not good. I don't like it.
Well, maybe they need some color.
They
See?
Do need some color.
They need
color.
Some color. They need it updated.
Or not all the same color.
And I don't think anybody's staring at that for 6.48
it's all
seconds.
Purple. No,
but
I just did because I showed you.
I was like, where is it?
I wanted to see some of the pictures of how luxurious this
is. Yeah, I mean, they look pretty nice.
They do.
I think. I don't know if they've even broken ground or anything yet, but it does look like a nice little place to be.
A new breed of hotel with wow factor located in Midtown Manhattan. I like it. There's none up here.
Field
near
trip.
Boston?
No.
Nothing? Is
no,
New,
New
York,
York
the closest?
New York. Field trip.
Field trip.
Let's
hey,
go.
I'm okay
Dina.
With that. Let's do it.
Or you can go to Paris. Maybe.
I could go to Paris.
Maybe.
Maybe. All right. So I wanted to, so we only got a couple minutes, but quickly, technology expectations of Gen Z. So I didn't know there were so many different names to the Generation Z, also known as the I Generation, Postmillennials, and the Homeland Generation.
Okay.
Right? Getting ready to enter the rental world, Gen Zers consume technology at a higher rate than any other demographic, checking their smartphones every 3 minutes.
Oh, stop it. Put it down.
That is wild.
Put it down.
With smart home technologies having played such a big role in their lives, they have some pretty high expectations about what life outside of mom and dad's house should be, which is kind of true, right, if you think about it?
Right.
This is, like they said, this is the first generation to grow up with continual online access.
I know. I was like an amazing generation where we grew up with a computer.
Not anymore.
Forget it.
No, I think I got mine in high school. Gen Zers want a personal, meaningful, and unique living experience, which can create a challenge for some student housing operators, but it's a challenge that should be accepted with open arms. So this is a pretty good read on multifamilyinsiders.com under technology expectations of Gen Z. Gets into just some key items to consider when building out a technology plan to meet the demands of these new generation of renters. So if you are a property a builder and you're considering developing
Zers?
A community
yeah.
that caters to Gen Z. Here's 4 or 5 tips to consider when construction is underway. All right. So
Keep
we're going to take
mind.
Another quick break. You're
we
listening
are.
To IREM Today, the Property Management Show, and we will be right back after this.
Now back to IREM Today, the Property Management Show with your hosts, Dina Semirelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, it is 4:47 here on IREM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chrissy Denalian, along with my wonderful, fabulous, pink headphone-wearing co-host, Dina Semirelli.
I match your watch and your scarf.
I love pink.
Rose gold.
So we're here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. talking about all things property management.
We are.
We are. And you received an interesting email.
Well, yes. In light of the weather and the cold temperatures outside, our lovely Karen Cuddle had sent out an email to IREM industry partners and sponsors just to generate some buzz about our 11th annual charity golf tournament this year.
11 years.
Wow. Again, like in prior years, it's going to be held at Pawtucket Country Club in Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
You're hoping for it not to be so cold and windy.
I'm hoping for it to be warm on June 5th.
I'm hoping that I can wear shorts. Maybe.
I know. If I were you, I'd definitely bring pants again.
Oh, yeah. And four pairs of sneakers.
Exactly. So, you know, Karen is reaching out. I know it's early on, but it's never too early to budget if you're going to do a sponsor. Oh, this is why you didn't get this email. You're not a sponsor. You're not an industry partner.
Right.
You wouldn't have been on this.
But we could still sponsor a hole if we wanted to.
Yes, but it says, Dear IREM Industry Partners and Sponsors.
I'm a nobody.
You're not a nobody. I'm sure if you contact Karen Cuddle, again, her phone number is 401-479-7734. You can reach out to her. She can send you some information about the golf tournament itself, the sponsorship opportunities that are available. Yep. And it's great. And again, keep in mind that this is going to be benefiting our new charity this year, which is the Women's Resource Center of Rhode Island, which is out of Warren. So it's a great cause. And Jason Palermo is going to be taking it over this year.
Yes.
In lieu of Bob Cuddle.
I know.
He's handed over the torch. He's passed
it
on.
The reins have been passed along.
Let's see how Jason does. No pressure.
And there's all different sponsorships that you can, you know, submit to. So even if it's on a lower end where you've only had a little bit budgeted.
Yeah, probably like a golf tee. What's a tee sign? Like $100. And they obviously go up nominally. But
yeah, tee signs, I think, are
usually around that much. I think that's standard. But again, I don't know the exact prices, but definitely.
Or a hole in one if you want to sponsor that, or a cart. So there's all different lunch sponsor. I think last year was a Larry lunch sponsor and a breakfast sponsor as well. So they're always looking for special partners and sponsorships with these events. So if you are interested, you can give Karen a call.
For sure. So save the date, June 5th, 2018. We do have some other events coming up in March that we can go over again. We've been talking about this one for about a month now. It's Trends in Property Management, which is happening on March 7th at 1149 Restaurant in East Greenwich. Yours truly will be sitting on the panel.
Lucky us.
along with Eric Shore from Secure Future Tech. We're going to have Sue Monahan, who's our Regional Vice President of IREM. And then also, HR Concepts.
If I click on it. Yes. It is, it is Karen Rhodes,
Complete Payroll Solutions.
We have to get her on the show.
We do have to get her on the
show. I would like
to
talk to her.
Absolutely.
Get some new, fresh faces.
We got to do it.
Yes.
So we're going to have that. Register right now online. Wednesday, March 7th from 8:15 to about 11. There's going to be a breakfast buffet that starts at 8:30, the panel presentation, and then a Q&A session. I'll be there.
Yeah, last year's event
we
had was wonderful. I learned
a lot of
tidbits of information that I wasn't even aware of. Like, I didn't even know that, you know, our chapter was so huge out in Japan.
Big that they had to break it up into 10 chapters. Not even kidding.
It's so crazy. But I had no idea the reach of IREM until I went to that event. And I mean, Chris Mellon, New England bread, I guess.
Yeah.
And it was really great to see him as our president of IREM.
Yes.
Because a lot of people don't have that opportunity to meet the president of IREM.
Absolutely.
And
fantastic.
Him being from this area. Mm-hmm. It was a great little show that he put on for us, and little slideshows about statistics. And
exactly.
I know that this year with Dina Cimarelli, it's going to be just as good, if not better. Right?
Lots of colors, lots of logos.
Lots of colors and logos.
Videos, flashing, all kinds of stuff.
Yep.
And then we also have the REACT seminar, March 21st. This was just added to our calendar, Wednesday, March 21st. It's all-day event, full-day seminar from 8:15 to 4 at the Crown Plaza. And I just found out today that REACT means a Real Estate Assessment Center. I did not know what that was, but Chrissy did. Lunch buffet is included. Definitely, again, go online and register for this event. We do have some save the dates. Let's see. April 4th, Wednesday, we have a Fair Housing Seminar that's led by Chrissy's good friend, Sean O'Leary.
My good friend. We're besties.
You're besties. BFFs. And then one of my favorite nights, May 16th, it's awards night. So it'll be the 41st awards night because it was the 40th last year. What else? The golf tournament, like we mentioned, was June 5th.
Yeah, there's a couple of workshops that we have going on. There's also, I think there's some Boston events as well.
Yes, too, lots of Boston stuff going on.
Yeah, our clam bake is coming up in June, which is always a huge event for members, our industry partners as well. That's usually a lot of fun, I think.
I like the clam bake.
Yeah.
It's a good time. It's usually sweltering. Well, usually it's in July.
Last year was very warm.
So
hot. Yeah, so it was so hot.
Well, even where we are, so that's usually at what, Bonnet Shores, and we're underneath that kind of gazebo, and I don't think there's any breeze there. It's just stagnant, hot, muggy.
I know, you got to go down to the beach to cool off and then come back, but it's always a good event. There's always a lot of people that show up to it, introduce yourself, get involved in iRoom.
I think it's the one day I drink mudslides. I do. And it's so hot that when you get it, it turns to like liquid, like it's not frozen anymore. No. And then you can't drink it because the ice separates from everything. And it's depressing at the end of it. But yeah, so we have some great events coming up.
Yeah. And then in September, there's the Global Summit again. And this year it's going to be in Florida.
I think we should be there.
I mean, road trip.
We're going to try and get in. Oh, we can hit that and go down to Miami and see the Yotel.
Great.
I can report back.
Let's just have it be a whole, you know, a whole day event, a whole weekend event.
We
got
to talk to Carrie and see if we can broadcast live from Global. That would be fantastic. You know what's going to happen? We're going to end up on the Ellen Show being correspondents to the Emmys if they see that.
That must be it, Dina. Definitely. Definitely.
Just some, you know, kind of a little bit of Rhode Island news. It is national. It's global. Chrissy was talking earlier today with me about Toys R Us plans to close up to 182 stores. Did you find out the number of how many in Rhode Island we were closing?
It's just one, and it's the Babies R Us.
The Babies R Us one?
Yeah, it's because it said 300 Quaker Lane, which is the Babies R Us location. So that's kind of sad. I mean,
it is. They're getting ready to close as many as 182 stores as part of its bankruptcy reorganization plans. I remember reading about this months ago. Actually, my dad had told me about it just because, you know, I have little kids, and he had said the article that he read was specific to gift cards. And he says, if you have gift cards, use them. He said, because they're planning, and this, the number of stores that was getting ready to close down was not revealed in that article. In the article, it did say that stores were planned. They didn't have a number, but you can still order online. And basically, I know what they were saying in the article that I read that my father had shared with me was that they're just being beat out by the Amazons of the world. They're killing them.
A big business, too, that they're affected
by that. That's unbelievable.
Yep.
So, yeah, so if you have any gift cards, Toys R Us or Babies R Us, I would definitely.
They said that some of it is a restructuring, so they're going to be a joint Toys R Us, Babies R Us. They're restructuring some of them into that kind of store rather than just a separate Babies R Us, Toys R Us. I don't know if the plan in Warwick is to change the Toys R Us to partial Babies R Us. I have no idea. I would think the size of that store, most of it is toys.
Well, in Attleboro, I was telling you earlier at break, and in Attleboro, there's a huge Babies R Us standalone store. And I want to say literally diagonally across the street of Route 1 is a Toys R Us store. And inside there is a Babies R Us like shopping shop. So you can do Toys R Us and Babies R Us all in one
stop.
But there's also Babies R Us across the street, which I'm thinking isn't probably all that necessary.
Probably not.
But the thing is, though, with Babies R Us, I mean, when I had my children, it was
my child.
I went and I registered there. Yeah. I mean, I know people are registering at Target and Pottery Barn Kids and all that other great stuff. But you think baby shower, you think Babies R Us.
But people are also registering on Amazon, too.
Yeah, they are.
Because you can register for babies on Amazon.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, Amazon, I guess we're feeling some of the effects here in our little state as well. So, I don't know.
I'm going to register on Amazon for my birthday. Why
can't I? I'm surprised you don't register like on Southwest for your birthday. Like,
did you used to watch Sex in the City when there was a the character Unbaby Shower, that she wasn't having
she
a baby
wanted,
baby shower,
she wanted shoes.
Like Louboutins. Yep. Why can't I do that?
I don't see why not, Dina. You can do whatever you want, Dina.
I can.
You go ahead and do that.
So what else do we have? We talked about all of our events coming up, right?
I know.
We talked about the important news we shared today was the IRAM rebranding, re-logo. Again, check us out locally at IRAMRI.org or nationally IRAM.org. Chrissy, if somebody wanted to hear us, how could they find us?
I mean, if they're interested in anything that we went over from designations to becoming an industry leader, you can give Karen a call at 401-479-7734. If you missed any part of the program, like Dina said, you can subscribe to us on iTunes by searching for IRAM Today, or you can listen to the podcast on our website, IRAMRI.org. I guess that'll do it for today.
I think that's it.
And next week, we're going to... I'm sorry, Dina. You're out of the studio
again.
Oh, wait.
I'm not going to be here next week.
You're not here next week, but I will have Ron Serpa in
studio. All right. I knew I told you that at the wine thing. Okay. Oh, boy.
Thanks for listening to IRAM Today.
Have a great night. Bye. This episode of IRAM Today is brought to you by ARS Restoration. Here when you need expert help with fire, flood, and water damage repair the most. To consult with ARS Restoration Specialists, please call 401-722-9595 or visit them online at arsserve.com.